hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way you do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big bucks, shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing school. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all would hear us.
In all the this off.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah. Well, it's Wednesday, and I'm behind the microphone, which means that my name is Joel. You're on the town with Mikey D, and we don't have a band this week. This is our pre-Christmas gathering of local music, and we're going to be celebrating some of the best local music on the planet. We've got Abby Barrett in the studio. She's going to come and talk and play some songs and do some things. And because it's also the holidays too, and because of that, we're going to keep the holiday spirit alive and play some holiday music. And here's something from Gross Santa's Yuletide Favorites, and it is Carol of the Bells. Curious Ritual, 91.5 WMFO. You're on the sound with Mikey D, WMFO Medford.
Silver. to bring him the news. These steady hands are trying, though they've done nothing for you.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys from Come Black Magic giving us Dull Boy. And of course, they're doing their thing over at Oberon Christmas Eve. And you should go out and see it if you're not around. If you're obviously around. If you're not around, you probably not go there. You'd probably be doing other things. Also, and then the new one from Parlor Bells, Asleep When I'm Dead. That's their new single. Bent Knee gave us These Hands, and that's from the Beast compilation, which is put out by the record company. Great compilation with Skydiver and, Bent Knee's on there, and Julie Rhodes is on there, Ruby Rose Fox, a whole bunch of others. It's definitely a cool thing to have. The perfect stocking stuffer, if you will. Curious Ritual gave us Carol of the Bells from Gross Scent is Yuletide Favorites, which came out, about 100 years ago. And hey, my name is Joel. You're on the town with Mikey D. It happens here every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. And we're just playing some of the best local music that this scene has to offer. This is the best music scene on the planet. It really is. And I got Abby Barrett sitting right across from me.
Hello.
Abby, why don't you hop on the mic?
Okay.
Yeah, you got a mic. There you go. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
So you're here.
I'm here.
Yay! You brought a guitar.
I haven't gone home.
Maybe you'll do some things. And you got a new song that you're gonna play.
I do. This is off our new album, That Shame, and this is a song called Take It in Stride.
Cool. Why don't we give that a listen to?
All right.
Hit it.
Okay.
Yay!
Physics of it. Don't have much to prove. They say you win or lose, but I foresee the score. I'm breaking even on it.
91.5 WMFO Medford. That's the new one from Abby Barrett. That Shame. Title track to your new record, right?
Yep.
Okay. So tell me about this record. So, you know, you didn't really have an official CD release show, and this album was 2 years in making. What's up?
Well, I mean, we did have we had a sort of CD release at the Burn. I don't know. We put 2 years into this, and I don't know. We did a Pledge Music thing for it, and I don't know. I feel like it's been a long time and totally worth the wait.
Oh, absolutely. So tell me who's on this record. Tell me who's on these recordings.
We have Mike Oram on guitar, Ed Velasquez on bass, who also produced it, Josh Kagan's drums, Andrew Jones drums, Rice Edmonston drums, and...
All at the same time, or...?
That would be kind of amazing.
It would be kind of amazing.
Three drummers. Yeah, they're all on different tracks, and I don't think I'm missing anybody. I play on it once in a while.
Well, I hope so.
You know,
it's got your name on it.
I do some singing.
Yeah?
So...
And you were up for a couple of awards at the BMAs as well,
mm-hmm.
if I recall.
Best female singer and songwriter.
Now, is this the first time you'd been nominated at the BMAs?
I was nominated last year and I won songwriter, which was
of course.
Nice.
Of course. It's great. What do you think of the BMAs nowadays?
I had never really been a participant before. So I, as somebody who was nominated and somebody who has actually taken home a sweet trophy, I kind of like it.
Is it heavy?
Well, the one that I got is actually a working radio,
ooh,
which is really cool, with like an iPod input.
Cool. I think the new ones are just made out of chocolate or something.
I think the new ones are made out of like, like they're like blunt objects, which is kind of cool too.
Because music and art is a blunt object.
It really is. Got to hit them in the mind.
So you're going to be busy. You're playing at Atwoods for New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
and you got a whole
Eve
bunch
show.
Of things. Tell me about this New Year's Eve. What do we expect?
Well, I'm trying to do like a traditional New Year's Eve where it's going to be kind of glam. But you know, within the Atwoods confines, it's not going to be, you know, ballroom.
Can you give us some spoilers on what
turns of covers?
Yeah,
I think we're going to play a lot of the covers you would expect to hear on a traditional New Year's. That's all I'm going to give away for that. You know, think about New Year's songs. And
it's,
like
just, it's just going
to
be you guys and no other bands.
Nope, just us.
All
yay!
Night. And what time does that start?
We start at like 10:30 and go until about 1:30.
All right.
So we're going to be yeah.
Atwoods. That's where you need to be, New Year's Eve.
Pretty much.
Do it. So what else can you tell me about this new album? Do you have something else that you want
to
play?
Yeah, I guess I think in terms of like previous albums, this one is a lot kind of more pop rock driven, whereas other ones kind of got a little either kind of more folk rock or kind of more prog rock. This is definitely like just rock.
Well, it definitely has it's got so much, it's got all that, and it's also got like so many dynamics and space.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Which kind of sets it apart from a lot of things that have come out recently.
It's good for like a gym playlist, honestly, if you want to.
Is that what you work out to?
No, but God, I can't listen to my own music that much. But yeah, I feel like there's a few songs in there that I've been told are great to run to. So.
So why can't you listen to your own music that much? I mean, I know some people that listen to their stuff a lot, but what's your process? Is it one of those I've done it, it's out of my head, now it's out there kind of things?
Or a little bit. I think too, after 2 years of listening to mixes, you know, I don't really want to, you know, I've hit my Abby Barrett peak in terms of listening to it. I'm encouraging people not to hit their peak, but for me, it's a little bit like, okay, I need to kind of move on.
And you're gonna have copies of this at your New Year's Eve show.
Yeah,
as well?
Absolutely. And we're gonna do some sort of merch giveaway. I might do like a fun little New Year's resolution game and free merch at the end.
Cool.
So.
And it's abbybarrett.com.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
So what else you got queued up? We're letting Abby play DJ.
Since I sing backup in Jenny D and the Delinquents.
Ah, yes.
I'm going to play one of tunes from their latest album, or our latest album, and I don't know, I like it. It's kind of like a cool disco jam, but the harmonies are really cool, and obviously the band sounds great.
So what's it called?
It's called Don't Tell Me.
Don't Tell Me, Jenny D and the Delinquents on 91.5 WMFO. You're on the sound with Mikey D. Hit it.
Been ripped away.
That's a little power slut for your Wednesday evening. Girl Crush from the album Second Coming. We also heard Jenny D and the Delinquents. Electric Candyland is the new album, and that's a track called Don't Tell Me. And we also heard a couple of tunes from Abby Barrett.
Yep.
Because she's right here.
I am right here.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yay.
Still here.
So you're going to tell me that you're in Jenny D and the Delinquents.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this stuff that she's doing now.
So she's kind of... her songwriting has sort of gone a little bit more rock.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's like a more of a, I would not like necessarily 70s, but it's more like kind of, we got ELO, we've got Faces.
It's kind of left the Motown and it's gone into the 70s.
Yeah, and the look of the band has changed too, which is cool.
Nice.
It's a little bit more kind of relaxed and...
So
fewer dance moves because.
Are you still wearing the same clothes? Are you still dressed the same?
No, we kind of dressed down
kinda
a little bit.
A little bit more rock.
Yeah, guys wear t-shirts now. And
there's got to be better moves though.
There's less moves.
70. No, 70s has better moves.
I know, but I can't dance, which is why we don't do moves anymore. Because I ruined everything.
Oh my god. Cool. So what's coming up for Jenny and the Delinquents?
What is our next show? If I had a calendar in front of me, I could tell you that. but if you go to jennydmusic.com,
there you go.
Find out.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so you're gonna play something else.
I'm gonna play a song from Stars Like Ours.
Oh, actually, before you do that, you want to read a PSA?
Oh, I do.
Yay!
I do.
Right. Cool. Here we
okay.
go. Okay. There's a PSA.
This is something I do at home. So actually. I fully support this PSA. It says, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's right, because Donald Trump is watching you.
He is.
Yay.
He's tweeting right now.
All right, we've got Abby Barrett here in the studio. You're on 91.5 WMFO Medford on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel. I'm sitting by the mic as well. And we got something from Stars Like Ours.
Yes.
Yes, tell me about this track.
This track is a Kristen Holiday and Michelle Paulus special called High. And we happen to share a drummer.
You do?
Yes. And they are a great band to go watch. Their chemistry on stage is second to none.
Indeed. So, yay. Yeah. Well, here it is. This is High, the new single from Stars Like Ours.
Yeah. spent the revolution staring at the sun. No contribution, no love for anyone. When cold winds blow, I'll know just how it feels to spend a lifetime leaning on my heels. Rivers run dry,
WMFO Medford. Yeah, Eric Salting, the Electric City with Cold Winds Blow. We also heard Full Body Anchor going all the way back to their Borderline EP back in 2009. Hey, Rice, hope you're listening. Stars Like Ours gave us High, and that's their latest single. And you're connected to all of these things. You are so connected. You're like hooked up.
Yeah, I am the,
You're like the common denominator. So
tell. I just weaseled my way into people's lives.
So you're on Eric Salt and the Electric City as a background singer.
Just on a couple songs, maybe even just that one. I can't remember. So that's my shameless backup singing plug. But we share a guitar player in Mike Oram, who also plays in Airport. So
there you go. Yeah. It's like this incestuous Boston scene, and you're another one of its many focal points.
Yeah. It's like a giant octopus with legs.
Cool. So now, do you get out and play with all these other folks when they're doing? I mean, obviously, I know you're in Jenny and the Delinquents.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Eric Salt. Do you get up and play with him as well?
Yeah, sometimes.
cool.
You know, and if he's got a gig, like I think Lizard went up and jumped on and sang, or you know.
Cool.
So yeah, we try to support each other, and you know.
So what you got some plans coming up in the new year? Going to do some touring?
We're going to do, I don't know. We got the Atwood show. I'm opening up for Rhett Miller, a solo gig.
Yeah, I saw that.
In January. And I know we've got some stuff booked in March, I think Lizard Lounge. And I haven't really figured out what, you know, I think we'd like to do a live video pretty soon.
Cool.
Probably going to do a couple more other kind of videos, I think.
Nice,
it's going to be the year of the video.
Do you have a bunch of people that you like to work with for videos?
I mean, I've only made a couple, and they've both been really fun. It's a completely alien process to me, but...
Well, I like doing it.
It gets more comfortable every time.
So tell me who you've worked with.
So the last video we did, which was for Take It in Stride, we worked with Lisa Coyne.
Oh yeah, of course.
And she was the director.
Naked on roller skates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that came out great. That was really fun. It was kind of like a mad scientist theme.
Cool.
And M-Vision was the camera guys. It was fun. We used Thunder Road was part of the live... our live part of that video.
So yeah. Now, are they cool about people just going in there and shooting videos, or?
I don't know. They were cool with us, so
right.
I can't vouch for them. But you know, I think they just opened too, so it was kind of a nice way to use space.
Sort of a promo, little subtle
yeah,
promo.
Hopefully, it worked out for them.
Cool. Well, anyway, so we're going to play at least another song from your new record.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this song we're about to play.
This is Get Up and Go, and it's kind of a lot of these songs on the album are kind of relationship songs. This is like an up-tempo, another great gym playlist song.
So would you consider this an easier album to make? You said it was different than what you normally do.
I don't know if it was easier. It was definitely more, it's definitely like punchier, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the sort of boundaries I set for myself to have them more hook laden, and maybe that was easier. Sometimes I feel like the more rules you have, the easier it is.
Now, let me ask you, when you go into the studio and record, do you consciously make a decision that you're looking for a specific sound, or do you let the musicians kind of take that in the direction that it goes in, or do you actually have like a firm like, no, we're going for this thing?
I know, like, once I write the song, what I want to go for. And then the guys bring their own ideas, and they're usually really good about translating what I want the song to be. But also, I think we kind of have the same common vision. Once we hear
right.
the song, we all sort of agree that, oh, this is where it should go.
Right.
I mean, there's some trial and error, but for the most
sure.
part, it's pretty easy with them to, because they've got amazing ideas. And
do you think you're gonna? Do you think this is a direction that you're gonna stay in, or do you think?
I think for a little while, yeah. yeah. I like it. It's
cool.
fun. It's fun to play rock music and sing really loud. You know? I really enjoy it.
It is indeed. Cool. So this is another new one. This is called Get Up and Go.
Yep.
Yay. Abby Barrett, thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me.
Yay. WMFO, Medford, on the town with Mikey D. Hit it.
Falling. Guess you better get up and go. Baby. just one thing.